Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Always great to be with Dan Reardon, our senior golf editor at KMOX, who has covered the Masters for a number of years. Dan, well, I want to start with this. Vern Lundquist is calling his final Masters for CBS. What a gentleman, what a talent, and what a staple in these broadcasts. Certainly will be missed, although I know we're going to hear him from time to time, I'm sure, doing something.
Well, and I think the interesting thing about Lundquist is not only does he have signature calls at the Masters, but he has signature calls at the NCAA tournament as well. Vern has had moments in other areas. He has a knack for coming up with exactly the right phrase or statement at a moment. And that's a gift, you know. That's a lot of guys today will script in advance. If they anticipate, you know, somebody setting a record, they'll script in advance. In fact, as good as Jim Nantz is, he is already scripted based on who's going to win this championship, what he's going to say when that moment comes. Lundquist did that, I think, pretty much spontaneously.
It's well said. I think that Nantz is a different type of broadcaster. I think that he has a warmth about him. He's like the perfect host slash play-by-play man. He just brings a mood to the entirety of the broadcast. But make no mistake about it, when you go to 16 and Vern Lundquist is watching overhead, it is special. And his moment of calling Jack Nicklaus's putt or Tiger Woods' chip that dropped or whatever it may be, it has been captured. It is incredible. Dan, you have been going to Augusta for a number of years. Let's reset what you said at 10:30 earlier in the show. Conditions ideal, weather warm. Who does this favor? Anybody in this final group?
That's a hard question to answer. I would say, you know, We know that the history is that the winner generally comes out of the last four players on the golf course. Out of the last four players, you know, Scottie Scheffler is clearly the best player in the world these days, number one, with a pretty good separation between him and the next players. I guess I would say the thing that works to Scheffler's advantage is he's such a great scrambler. But when he has been the most impressive, and the question I asked him on Friday, I guess it was, he has such great distance control. And so today, with as firm as these greens are, the ability to put the ball in the fairway, and I know people look at the golf course and they think rough, that's rough. We don't call that rough, but that prevents them from spinning the ball. And so I think I said earlier, Scheffler has not hit a lot of fairways over the first 3 days. I think he needs to find fairways. And if he finds fairways, and then we have that distance control come into his play. And I, you know, even Tiger in his great years, I don't know that I remember a player put so many approach shots so close to the cup as Scotty is able to do when he's on. So that's the person I think will be favorite. If he gets it in the fairway, he will be way more dangerous than anybody on the board. By contrast, Morikawa has been a par machine. I mean, he has played brilliant golf. As I said, 8 through 16, he hasn't had a bogey over 4 days. He's had 6 birdies in that stretch. So if he gets to that point in the round, he's not giving anything back. And these guys play to their personality, not that they know what they've done. There's just a comfort level that takes place with them. And by the way, in Scheffler's case, his nemesis has been 7. He hasn't hit a fairway or a green there over the first 3 days.
Wow. What a fun team teeing off at 125. Max Homa and Ludvig Åberg. Two players who are chasing down a major and two players that I really enjoy watching. Don't you, Dan?
Oh, absolutely. And the amazing thing about Åberg is he's playing in his first major, and people don't realize he's still short of 1 year of being a professional. You know, he was on the European Ryder Cup team without ever having won a tournament or even played as a pro. So, I mean, the potential of this young man, and he's lived up to the billing. You know, it's not that he's won these events, but he's been there and been that way. Homa, of all the strange rounds that people have played this week at Augusta, yesterday his round has to be one of the strangest. He had 17 pars and one bogey. I mean, it wasn't a scrambling make pars kind of round. It was hit greens two putt all the way through the round. So he's got something left in him because, you know, that's great TD green golf with no scoring. What if he plays that same kind of golf with scoring? But as I said to you, Tom, honestly, I think if I was spending time on the course watching a group, I would spend it with DeChambeau and Schauffele. Schauffele is a guy that never finishes a major well, and this is a perfect scenario for him. And DeChambeau has been a discovery for me the time that I've been here this week, going into the interview room, listening to him, watching him play. He has such a changed individual, such a much more mature, measured individual, knows what's important in the game of golf now, and it's not Bryson DeChambeau that's important in the game of golf. It's playing golf.
That's well said. I notice it as well. And Bryson, are you kidding me with 18 yesterday? Unbelievable. I mean, he hits that one right off the club. That ball goes into the trees. He, like me, you've seen me do it a million times. I have to get my 5 or my 7 out, and I have to hit a little low shot back into the fairway, get myself in position. Then he holes a 77-yarder. Unreal. I mean, he must have been thinking about that all night. I'm excited for him. Maybe he can make a little run here.
And I'll give you a little item on DeChambeau. I found out yesterday. You know, he's playing a new set of irons this week. He has never played these irons before. And the reason he has never played these irons before, his irons are made on a 3D printer, and they needed to pass specifications to be legal, and they were never legal before this week. I talk about technology coming into the game of golf. I said if Bryson would win here, the shot that he played with a magnificent club, he wouldn't have to donate that club. He could just print another one for him.
That's right. Absolutely. What, are there any other sleepers? I mean, can Cameron Davis do something? He's only 5 shots back, Dan. Does he have the game to make a run?
He's got the length to make the run. I don't know if he has the background to do it, but I will say the twos can be a factor. You know, it's easy to say, well, if Scotty goes out and shoots even par, they have to come and get him. Well, that's easier said than done. Although I think Scheffler is sort of a dangerous person to have at the top of the leaderboard to try to catch. But I think the twos are in it. You know, I looked to see what was going on, and Tom Kim is 5 under on his round through 12 holes. And the course on the front nine, we don't have an entire group in yet. The course on the front nine is playing a full stroke easier than it played yesterday. So, and the course conditions will firm up and get more difficult in that sense. But, the flags are just waving slightly. There's no real wind or anything out here. So I would go no deeper than the twos, but you better be pretty electric at 2 under. To win this championship.
I see all those red numbers. I'm looking at it right now. You're absolutely right. Dan, just about a minute to go, but what's next for you? And I might catch you at Valhalla. I'm considering running over there because it's within driving distance for the PGA Championship. It's going to be there next month.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm not a big fan of the golf course, but I didn't do the PGA last year because Oak Hill was such a difficult destination, but I am looking forward to Valhalla. You know, and seeing if what we talked about earlier, if Jordan Spieth consigns to me. I mean, Rory's got his nemesis here at Augusta. Jordan has it at the PGA. Both of these still young players have sort of a mountain to climb in their mind.
Yeah, it's going to be something. Well, enjoy the round. It's going to be a terrific Sunday at the Masters. Always look forward to this and always look forward to our chats. Thanks for joining us.
Enjoyed it, Tom.
KMOX senior golf editor Dan Reardon. You can hear his reports tomorrow morning on Total Information AM. Always great to have KMOX represented at Augusta, something we have done for decades, and we will continue to do. We have reached the end of the show. This show flies by too fast, Tyler. There's a lot going on. Nice job today. Tyler Rosen, our producer, jumping in for Drew Young as Sports on a Sunday Morning, sponsored by Graybar, and we come to you from the Stiefel Sports Studio. This was our guest list. This is a good list today. Ollie Marmol, Dan Reardon, Bernie Federko, we played a little bit of Josh Schertz, Lutz Fahnensteel, John Mozeliak, and then we came back with Dan Reardon. Thanks for joining us. Big day of sports today. Cardinal baseball on KMOX at 3:10.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.